Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Rachel asks, you are the love expert and I feel conflicted. I've been with my boyfriend for almost 3 years. Here come the ages. He's 25. I'm 24.
Okay.
We both have full-time jobs, bachelor's and master's degrees. Whoa. However, the one thing I don't have is a ring.
Yep.
We know we want to marry each other and we talk about our future all the time. My family even calls him their boyfriend-in-law.
Oh, boy.
I just don't understand what it will take for him to put a ring on it. I can't give him a timeline because I would never be able to follow through. So an ultimatum. I'm beyond ready to marry him, and I don't understand why he isn't ready to marry me. Help me, Kelly.
Well, because he's only 25.
Dude, yeah.
He's happy with the way things are, and this is what happens. You go through phases where you're just overwhelmed with the urge because you see all your friends getting married around you, and you lose your head. Because it's not about it. For her, it's about the wedding. Mm-hmm. It's not about the marriage.
She's going psycho.
But you know what? Can't blame her because we're a culture that's just so focused on that. Every time you turn on TLC, it's whose wedding is it anyway? And this is my dress, and I got
extreme wedding makeover.
Is this your dress? Is this the dress? Say yes to the dress. I mean, we're just
wedding
bombarded.
Did I read right that right now around this time is engagement season?
Yeah,
they call it.
Of course, Christmas time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So just you're only 24. I mean, I know you think, I'm getting too old. Trust me. Trust me,
you're fine. You got
it's so hard to accept that though when that's all you want.
I know.
And if you do end up marrying the dude at say 30, just say 30. You'll be happy at 30, happier at 30 if you stick with the guy because you'll have known him better and you've had some time to be single.
You got to use your logical brain instead of your emotional
side.
Well, she's not single. She's with someone.
Well, I mean, she's not married. So
what's she gonna do? She's saying I'm already committed to him and he seems to be committed to me. So why can't he make that step? Because that's overwhelming.
Listen to what she's saying. We know we want to marry each other. We talk about our future all the time. Chill
out. Enjoy it for what it is.
Yeah.
That was the main thing that people would ask me and Kenzie. Because we started dating when we were 19 years old.
And you were together for 8 years before you did, right?
Right. 6 years before I proposed, I think.
And why did you wait?
I waited because people started at 21 asking us, when are you guys going to get married? It's like, I wanted to make sure that we grew together and didn't grow apart. Because when you're 19, when you're 21, you change a lot. Because once you turn 21, you hit a little bit of a party stage. And then when you're like 25, you once again change because you're starting to slow down with that partying
phase. If you can make it through that.
And then once we made it through that, then I realized, okay, we both grew up, but we didn't grow apart. We grew up together. And then I found it. The logical time to finally propose.
Maybe he's got some goals and stuff he's just trying to work on.
Maybe he's just really comfortable and happy with the way things are right now. And 25, he's got at least a couple more years probably. Yeah. I wouldn't start pressuring him. You're really going to be
I think you have your friends out of college that get married right away. So once you get through that phase and you find your other friends that are single and dating, then you have like another few years before that kicks in again.
Yeah. The worst reason to get married is because everybody your age is doing it. That's the worst.
Right.
You'll be getting married at 30 when they're getting divorced.
I'll tell you the funniest thing to do is to go to a wedding right out of college when the kids are just getting out of college because they have 18 bridesmaids. 18
Everybody's a friend. Yeah.
And then they, not only that, they have 6 honor attendants, because they just don't want to do. And then 10 years from now, if you're talking to 2 of those people, you're doing good.
If you're still married, you're lucky.
Love letters to Kelly.
Kelly, you may want to get out a pad and a pen.
I got a pen to take notes in case.
This one is confusing.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Follow it. Okay, dear Kelly, you are the love expert. Mm-hmm. Now, I've been in an on and off relationship for 2 years.
Okay.
All right? I'm 24 years old. I'm 24 years old, and my ex-boyfriend is my first love. So the ex-boyfriend is not the relationship that she's been. Okay.
All right.
I've dated other people previously, but this is the only man that I've ever been in love with. We broke up over distance, but our relationship had the trifecta of relationship issues: trust, insecurity, self-esteem. Although we broke up officially a year ago, all right? They broke up officially a year ago, but she's been in a relationship for over 2 years, all right? She's still been hooking up off and on until a month ago when she told him she just couldn't do it anymore. She reached her breaking point. So She's still been hooking up with the ex off and on up until a month ago.
Because she's still thinking she's in love with him, and it sounds more like obsession, and he is using her. Okay, keep going.
And she's still, but she's got this other thing for over 2 years.
Because she's now abusing that relationship. Right. This man trusts her, and she's cheating
on him. She doesn't like this guy either.
So she's a cheat, an obsessive cheat.
Now you understand. Okay. I've grown a lot in the past year, and I feel that I'm really understanding the person that I want to be by myself. Okay? Now, my ex is reaching out to me in a platonic way after apparently just a month, and I don't know if I should keep it going in case I might relapse into hooking up with him again because
he's
I haven't hooked up
with him.
He's
reaching out to you in platonic because you dumped him and he's missing the hookup. He's just inching his way back in.
I still have very deep feelings for my ex. What should I do?
Stop it. It's time to grow up. And this is why this 24-year-old, what was the age of the last girl?
24.
24.
Right.
Because you're still cooking. Your brain is still cooking.
Still,
your emotions are still cooking. You're not done yet.
She's still marinating.
You're not done yet.
She's still marinating.
Quit messing with the past. He is using you, and you are being dishonest and disloyal to the guy you've been dating. You would do him a favor by breaking up with him.
You're also
up with both of them.
You just spreading disease.
Yeah, it's bad relationship karma.
That's two cycles in a row, by the way.
Yep. No, the first one's not psycho. I'm not calling the first girl psycho because she wants to get married,
no.
JC. That is not the definition of a psycho.
The second one is.
No, the second one is a mess. An immature mess.
You're a hot mess.
Quit hooking up. You're just obsessed. That's not love.
Girls would rather be treated poorly than be alone a lot. You know?
She's not even alone. She's got this other guy.
She has two. That's what I mean.
He's here, and he's not a challenge. Well, boring.
I had to read that letter like three times to understand all the stuff.
I got it.
No, I got it. Girls always do this. Most girls, I'll tell you what, they have one foot out the door when one's still in a relationship, and they won't leave that one until the other one's
down. You have something lined up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because guys will just leave because we're like, oh, we'll just go out this weekend.
Find another one, yeah.
Yeah, that whole platonic crap, him coming back around. Yeah. He's just inches back away because he wants to hook up.
Let's just be friends.
If you're happy some girls are completely happy with that arrangement. They're happy to be the hookup. But obviously, that's not you. You think it's going to lead to more. But if you're happy being a hookup and you recognize it for what it is, you go for it. You hook up.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Sound advice right there. Dear Kelly, you're the love expert. Mm-hmm. My wife and I have been married for almost 7 years, and we have two kids together, a 4-year-old, almost 2-year-old, and one on the way. I'm 31 and she's 30. No real drama. We're lucky enough that she's able to stay home with the kids. I work about 50 hours a week. Mm. She's always hounding me on cleaning up after myself, from my dishes to my clothes on the floor. It doesn't end. I'm trying to do better. She, however, as of late, has been the black kettle or pot, however that saying goes.
calling the pot.
I come home and I have to clean up the house and finish cleaning up after dinner. She always spoiled me and kept the house really clean. It's the last thing I want to do when I get home. However, stuff is piling up from the day before. It's not that bad, but just way worse than before. Do I say, why are you not cleaning up lately? Or do I give her a free pass because I knocked her up? Yeah. How long does she get that pass?
You understand how overwhelming it is. A 4-year-old and an almost 2-year-old and you're pregnant.
I have to tell Kinsey, don't clean. Stop.
Well, that's the thing. But if she doesn't do it, who is? Are you going to do it?
Right.
No, but you know Kinsey is
and
psycho about it.
She is probably overwhelmed right now, and she's pregnant. She's hormonal.
Look.
She's not even recovered from the hormones from the last pregnancy.
Yeah.
And then she got pregnant so quickly after the first pregnancy. She is an emotional, hormonal mess. And, yeah, stuff's piling
so
up.
So is the house.
And you know what? She has to pick up after a 4-year-old and 2-year-old all day, and then you got to come home and expect her to pick up after you two.
Damn
right. Hire that girl some help. I don't care if it's once every 2 weeks. At least she knows that in 2 weeks, the baseboards are going to be cleaned, the bathtubs are going to be scrubbed, and the dressers are going to be dusted.
Yeah.
Even if it's once every 2 weeks, that shows her that you love her and you appreciate her time and you want to give her a break.
Kelly. That woman got nothing else to do. That woman need to.
Oh, shut up, Al. You don't even believe what you're saying. You're just trying to start a fight.
She need to pick up the pace.
That's big Al Mack. Right,
don't you ever complain about a woman with a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old and she's pregnant about not keeping the house as clean as you've been spoiled and accustomed to.
Put them to sleep and clean up. So when your man get home,
when the kids go to sleep, what do you think she's doing? She's grabbing a nap. If she's not doing laundry and doing dishes,
then
guess what happens?
Up.
They wake up and they make another mess. That's just the way it is.
I can't wait till you're a stay-at-home daddy with Dr. Girlfriend.
It's ridiculous. I know you're just trying to be funny, but it's not funny.
Mm. Yeah.
Neither is a dirty house.
A lot of men think that.
Stressed out women find that chauvinistic humor hilarious.
Hire that woman some help.
If you're working 50 hours a week and complaining at her, then contribute to paying someone to help her out.
Man, working
doesn't have to be every day.
Exactly. Let me just recap the Al thought. So you're thinking, put the kids down and clean, because that's your duty.
That's perfect time.
Because you
right
know
there.
What happens is the kids always nap on the same schedule, and they're so good about going down. Man, they might stay out for 3 or 4 hours. She can get a lot of done, right, Al? That's how kids nap.
She can at least straighten up the bedroom.
Al, do you want to borrow my kids for just 2 days?
Okay, just do this.
See, at least JC has a little bit of a more objective view to this.
JC kept the kids for 4 hours the other day when Kenzie went to the mall. 4 hours.
That was hard.
How did that change your perspective?
It's life-changing.
Okay, you don't have to clean the whole house. Clean the bedroom, the kitchen, and the living room.
Just stop.
Maybe wash.
It's hard.
Wash his car.
You're going to borrow my kids for 2 days. With supervision, because
you know
I don't trust
you. But. Yeah, you're not letting him have your kids. What do you think?
2 days.
He's going to put him in the crate with Curtis.
Not
if
they're trained.
He didn't even know how to train his dog.
Not if they're potty trained.
Put him in there with who, Jenna?
Curtis.
Yeah.
Who also peed in the crate again.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
This is a rather interesting love letter. More interesting than ones we've ever gotten before. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I think I have found my Princess Leia to my Han Solo.
Who wrote this, okay?
What are you talking about?
I think I should change the tone I read this in.
Yeah, nerdy tone. Nerdy tone.
I've always been bashful around women, but now I have had my breath taken away by the most intoxicating woman I have ever met.
Ooh, intoxicating.
Wow.
Her eyes...
Andrew.
Her eyes are, in fact, more electrifying than Pulsar J1823-2021A.
All right.
What?
I have not told her how I feel about her.
Maybe you should.
I can't stop
thinking about her. And although I like being her friend, you know, let me just stop right here. I actually asked our producer if this was legit, and he said someone actually wrote this in, and we got this on our website. This was not just, like, made up by a staff member to be funny. Okay.
That never happened.
And although I like being her friend, I deeply want her to think of me of more than just a friend. I'm also worried that she would find me disappointing if she ever knew my secret that although not by choice, I am a 37-year-old virgin. Any help? Also, I have ordered a Lord of the Rings ring to wear late at night when I'm home alone to sometimes pretend we are married after I've had too much to drink.
That's a very creative listener
I'm guessing I should not tell her about the ring.
No, don't do that, dog.
All right, I'm going to just pretend this is a legit letter.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think it's just a very creative listener who is having a little bit of fun at our expense.
I want to dress up like a hobbit and break into his house and take that ring.
Yeah. And walk on your knees.
Yeah. The ring. No, let's just break it down to a 37-year-old inexperienced man that's really dorky and likes video games and doesn't know how to ask a woman out.
Well, you ask her, keep asking her to things that you enjoy doing. And do a, you know, and if she enjoys the same things you enjoy and you keep doing them together, she'll give you signals that a girl will tell you when she wants you to kiss her without saying it. You can look at a girl and you'll know she's wanting you to kiss her.
Yeah, because some guys don't know.
Well,
I really feel like
they need to
they
pick
don't.
Up on the cues. They need to pick up on the cues.
Guys don't know. This guy doesn't know.
This guy will not.
Yeah, some guys really don't. And I mean, I found that right. So I'm like, come on. Like,
you're right.
I know sometimes we don't make it easy for you, but like, oh, come on.
There's a way a girl looks and just looks and doesn't say anything.
Yeah.
It's kind of like just waiting. I mean, it's
and you will
very
get the,
obvious.
And then when, you'll get the what's wrong with you,
you will
the guy.
Yeah, but when a guy's insecure, yeah, he either says that, or if a guy is confident, he gets it.
Yeah.
If a guy's insecure, he's like, I probably have something in my teeth. It's like, no, I'm gazing at you because I want you to kiss me.
Well, I would just say, just keep inviting her to things that you enjoy. Let her slowly see that this is the type of person I am. I'm really a big Lord of the Rings fan. And then maybe you'll find out that she has some little quirky thing that you find adorable, too. Yeah. And then you can show her your ring.
No, don't show the ring. Go to a strip club first before you hook up with her.
No. Yeah.
You need to be around girls.
Uh-huh.
You need to be in a room full of girls just to kind of warm up.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
No.
And just kind of
get used to being around that.
He does. He needs to be in that.
It's like conditioning. Yes.
You need to work out.
I mean, Kelly, you wouldn't go run a mile without kind of walking some of it
first.
He's
so nervous. You wouldn't go to a women naked and ride.
Yeah, because that would
you
make it normal for you. Be like, there's
a girl.
I've seen
boobs.
That's never normal.
It can get normal.
A strip club can get normal?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
That would make her, like, in regular clothes, showing a little bit of ankle,
if he's
normal.
That shy and intimidated, that is going to wreck him if he just walks into that place.
Dude, it's like you throw a puppy in a swimming pool. He learns how to swim.
Or he drowns.
You throw that man in a strip, he'll be overwhelmed for a minute, mm-hmm. and then he'll be like, wow, okay.
It would ruin him. Well, don't listen to them, whatever your name was.
And I would hide the Lord of the Rings ring.
You
that
keep
you wear
it until you realize she's also a fan, and then maybe eventually you say, "Well, I happen to collect Lord
of
the Rings."
I have an idea.
What?
I have an idea for Nick. Actually, speaking of movies that just came out, you take her, since I know you like to drink apparently and weep about how she's not with you. You take her to see The Hobbit. I'm assuming you're a fan. Take her on a date to a studio movie grill or whatever, and have some drinks so you get more comfortable. And you're watching The Hobbit, and then you see if she's interested.
Oh, there you go.
Stop by the strip club first.
Don't. No, don't. What?
Tell me.
No, Al.
No, not with her.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert. I have been dating this wonderful guy for about 4 months now. I care for him a lot. However, he has recently decided that he wants to be closer to the Lord. No, not that Lord. He wants to be closer to the Lord Almighty. And now he wants to wait for marriage. Now, except for we've already been having fun. You know what I mean?
He's Sean Lowe, the bachelor.
No, but he's taking it away when he already gave it.
What Sean Lowe said. I have already done that, but I've realized I've been messing up just because you can change.
So they've already been doing that.
Hold on.
No, you did not take that away.
Hold on. He has also done this in his last relationship.
Oh.
I'm so confused. He swears that all of this... he swears that nothing else is going on, like he's not seeing anybody else, right? What should I do? While I do respect his decision, I am angry that he flipped the switch 4 months in. He's 23 years old. It does not seem normal. Help. Kristen.
Kristen.
Either stay or you don't. There you go.
It's an excuse.
I mean, you're not going to change really a religious conviction.
The walk is hard.
He's tempted.
Walk.
He fails. Then he tries to get back on the straight and narrow. And you're like, I'd rather be over here on the crooked path, and you need to go somewhere else.
Is that what it is? You really think that's religious trying to stay. Conviction for him?
Yeah. I mean,
he's
tempted. A lot of people who grow up in really religious homes, they stray. And then they're overwhelmed by guilt. And then they try to straighten back out.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the people who are around him are like, well, what are you doing? You're a hypocrite or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it might just be that he is just still, his religious roots are so deep.
Yeah, yeah.
He's struggling. And he's wanting to have fun and enjoy the flesh. But then he's like, but, you know, I'm being taught in church. I'm supposed to, you know, save myself. And he's trying to, so he's conflicted.
See, that's one of the things.
He's conflicted.
You kind of.
That make him a bad person.
You went separate ways. That's what happens when you're dating somebody.
If he's not the person that you date to realize who's the person for you.
Right.
If you think he has enough redeeming qualities that you're like, you know what? I can control my physical urges long enough to find out if I'm in with this guy for the long haul. Be mature and control your physical urges. And that just sometimes means...
But that's so... Well, I totally respect it if it's someone that from the beginning is like, I'm not, you know, that they're so religious that that's the case.
It's not a matter of being
I respect
unfair.
That. But how do you do that from the get-go 4 months in and you're like, this is what
that's
we
what
do.
It happens all the time.
I mean, like,
if it's really important to you that you need to be physical in your relationship, then obviously you guys aren't meant to be together right now.
Right. And it happens for a lot of girls. Maybe girls feel pressured into doing something and the boy's like, well, we've already done it. We've got to keep doing it. And no, change your mind. And you don't have to keep doing it just because that's the way you've always done it. You can say, you know what? That was wrong for me. I'm not comfortable following that anymore. I'm going to go back to the way things were. I'm sorry if you want to say that's pulling the unfair card or whatever, but you have the right to change your mind.
Yeah, you do.
It sucks for that person. It does.
Your legs.
It sucks.
Girls, listen. You have the right to close your legs if you don't want to open them anymore.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Oh, there you go, Kelly.
No.
How about them apples?
New music.
It's got its own jingle.
I know.
Look at that.
I'm so excited and impressed. Mad it is time for Mad Moms and Minivans. And because, you know, this is our last Mad Moms and Minivans before
Christmas.
Holiday,
yeah.
I decided it was so much fun when we did the Christmas trivia.
Uh-huh.
I've been slaving away coming up with new Christmas trivia questions for Mad Moms and Minivans.
Come on.
So let's get this minivan party started
All right.
with Jenna Lee. Good morning, Jenna Lee.
Good morning.
Who you got in the car?
I've got Jackson, and we're headed to Hebron Christian School.
Oh,
what's Jackson? Up, Jackson? Say hey, Jackson.
Good morning,
little dude. Well, Jackson, you've probably been learning. Well, you can relay this, Mom, if he can't hear me. He can help you out with the answer. I bet Jackson's been learning a lot about the Christmas story and the birth of baby Jesus. Can Jackson or you tell us one of the gifts that the wise men brought to the baby Jesus? Just one of the three.
Good question.
Jackson, what's one of the three gifts that the wise men brought to baby Jesus? Myrrh.
You know what? I don't know what myrrh is, but that's right.
Wow.
Gold, frankincense, and myrrh, yeah. Whatever that stuff is.
Myrrh is another word for, like, goods and gifts. Just myrrh, like things. Myrrh.
Like merch?
Myrrh.
Like merch.
Kind of, yeah. Okay. Like myrrh.
What can make you happy? A myrrh can.
You know what else can make you happy, Jenna Lee and Jackson? A Kid Craddock in the Morning t-shirt. You
there
just
you
won, so hang on.
Jackson, we get a t-shirt. Say yay! Yay!
All right.
What do you have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Thank you. Hold on just a second. Next, we go check in with Stacy. Hi, Stacy. Who's in the car with you?
Hi, we have Caleb and Maggie, and we're going to Empire School in Duncan, Oklahoma.
All right.
Hi, kids.
Hi.
Say Empire Bulldogs.
Hey.
What? Say what?
Go Bulldogs.
That's so cute. All right, well, Stacy, you can ask the kids for help because this is Mad Moms and Minivans. All right. So we're all dreaming of a white Christmas, right? Mm. Except for some parts of the country. They're praying for sun about now. But Elvis Presley was so sad. His Christmas was what color?
Okay, can you repeat the question? I'm sorry.
Elvis Presley sang a song about Christmas, but it wasn't a white Christmas. What color was his Christmas because he was so sad?
Elvis Presley sang a song about Christmas, and it wasn't white because he was so sad.
What color was it?
Blue Christmas.
That's right.
There you go.
Took you a minute. It's early.
Blue Christmas.
Saddest Christmas song ever. But Stacy, that sad song won you t-shirts for you and the kids in the car.
Okay.
Thanks. Hang on just a minute and Merry Christmas.
Not as sad as that shoes song.
Oh, I don't even want to sing about Christmas shoes.
The
we
shoes.
Don't even go there.
Sad.
Christmas shoes.
I'm just sad kid's not here to torture me with it.
I'm going to play it for you, Kelly.
Please don't. All right. Is it Leah or Leia?
It's Leah.
Hi, Leah. Welcome to Mad Moms and Minivans. Who's in the car with you today?
Hey, I have John and Gabe and Christopher in the car. Say hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey, guys.
Everybody's heading to what school?
We're going to St. John B&A.
All right. Well, I've got a question for you and the kids. All right.
Okay.
On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me what? On the sixth day of Christmas.
On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me. Oh, what's after five golden rings? Oh, no.
Take a second.
We don't know. What is it? 6 days of Christmas. When the song? Christopher, do you know?
Uh-oh.
3 seconds.
Six geese a-laying.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Man, sometimes it gets you right, but you're right. 6 geese a-laying.
So what's Piper's piping?
Is it, that's I think
seven.
It's 11.
Seven Piper's piping.
Six geese a-laying. No.
It's seven maids a-milking.
12 Piper's piping?
Seven swans a-swimming. Six geese a-laying.
Where are the maids, milking maids?
I don't remember. But we'll work this out, Leah. But you and the kids, last minute, you won t-shirts for everybody in the
way
car.
Way to go, guys. Way to go.
Good job, John.
Merry Christmas.
Ooh, John, you're the favorite today.
12 Days of Christmas, one of the songs for the most annoying Xbox contest that we've got going on.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, guys, hang on. We've got t-shirts for you. Next, we've got Renee. You're on Mad Moms and Minivans. Good morning.
Hi, this is Renee, and I have two kids in the car, Allie and Katie.
Good night, girls.
Hey.
Hey.
What school does Allie and Katie go to?
Walter High and Thrash Elementary.
Oh, so two different. All right, you got a little drive there this morning.
Yeah, we
got a question for everybody in the car. Okay. All right, in the Christmas song, it's called The Christmas Song. What is roasting on an open fire?
Very nice, Kelly.
What is roasting on an open fire?
Not chicken.
No.
Hello?
On the Christmas song, what is roasting on an open fire?
And I sang it a little bit for you, hopefully giving you a hint.
Blah, blah, roasting on an open fire.
Something, something roasting on an open fire.
Chestnut.
Thank you.
Woo. Nice.
Woo, I hate for that beautiful singing to go to waste.
Right?
Ice is
all right, Renee, y'all got, Y'all got t-shirts and Merry Christmas. Hang on.
I used to think it was... I thought it was chest hair when I was a kid.
Chest hair?
Yeah, I used to sing chest hair roasting on an open fire.
You shouldn't play with fire like that.
I know.
That would hurt.
All right, now we've got Leolani on the phone in Mad Mom's Minivanny. Leolani Minivanny.
Leolani.
Leolani?
Good morning.
Hey.
Hi. Who's in the car with you?
I've got three girls. I've got Alexandria, Marissa, and Peyton. Say good morning, kids.
Good morning.
Hey.
Good
morning.
And we're heading to Woodlawn Elementary.
Oh, Woodlawn. Well, I hope the girls have their Christmas trivia hats on this morning so they can answer a question for our trivia question here. Let's see. Which one am I going to pick? All right. How does Frosty the Snowman come to life? When they built the snowman, how did they make him come to life?
How does Frosty the Snowman come to life? When they sing a song?
No.
Oh.
No.
They put something on his head.
Oh.
They put something on his
head. That's right.
Oh. All right.
I can't let the last one.
No, go give it to him.
I can't let the last one not win.
Right.
Because you, Leolani, and your girls won t-shirts, and you are the last Mad Moms and Minivans of 2013.
Yay! Yay.
The last one of 2013. Say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
It's Kid Craddock in the morning.
Yeah, y'all.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the morning.
So last night was Emma Kelly's Christmas concert at her little school.
Yeah.
You know, they've been practicing the little Christmas song. She was so excited.
How'd
she wore her little black velvet dress. We smoothed her hair out and put a sparkly little headband in it. So cute.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I'm going to go ahead and say it. She was the best one. My daughter was the best one, but I'm sure every parent says that, right?
Sure.
So anyway, after it's all over, we're all gathered outside, and we're all, you know, both sets of grandparents are there. We're all telling Emma Kelly she's the best, because, you know, you got to build up your kid's ego, because if you don't, who else will?
Yeah,
right, right.
And Emma Kelly's teacher walks up behind me. She goes, I've got to tell you something.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
And at first, you know, like, uh-oh.
Emma Kelly did something wrong?
Yeah.
I'm like, what could this possibly be? So she pulls me aside and she goes, I just want you to know that I went to Big Al's bar
last weekend. Good.
Oh!
Friday night, as a matter of fact. I said, we were there on Saturday night after our Christmas party.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently some friends were in town and they were, you know, trying to show them a good time.
Okay.
Take them some, you know.
We're good for that.
Big Al's bar. It's practically a tourist attraction at this point,
absolutely,
wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
It really is.
And they've been having a good time at dinner earlier. They said, you know what? We're going to go. Big Al has karaoke.
All right.
We're going to have some fun singing karaoke. Wouldn't that be a hoot?
Yeah. And Al's a fun guy. He's always
there. He's so fun. And you know what she's thinking?
Hmm. Yeah.
I'm Emma Kelly's teacher.
You got an in.
I've got an in.
Yeah.
Sure.
I've got something in common with Big Al. We both love this
both
precious,
love
adorable
Emma Kelly.
Mm-hmm. We're practically, you know, like soulmates. Okay?
All right.
So she and her husband sign up to do a little duet. Mm-hmm. I'm sure the nerves are kicking in because their friends are there. They're surrounded a bar full of strangers. But you know what she's thinking? The Big Al's here.
Big Al's there. Big Al back in the house.
Big Al's here. And he's going to, you know what, through his strength, I'm going to get through this. And she said, but the worst part was, she goes, you know, so Al's up there singing because, you know, he hijacks karaoke.
Yeah. Of course he does. Yeah.
So he's up there singing. She goes, like, not one, but like two songs.
Yeah.
He's doing. She's like, he's really good. And she goes, and I was really feeling intimidated because, you know, we're following him.
Oh,
they call
our
names and we're going up right after Big Al.
Okay.
And she said, so I've been sitting there telling the kid, the friends, everything, you know, I teach him Kelly. I mean, he works with Kelly Raspberry and her daughter is my student. She's like, I'll be admitted. She goes, I was getting a little braggy. Right?
Yeah.
So she gets up on stage, and Al's, you know, adjusting the mic because he's so grotesquely tall. He has to adjust everybody's mic.
If she was next right after me, then she probably came up. And
so
he's
adjusting the mic, and she leans up. She goes, hi, Big Al. I just want you to know, I'm Emma Kelly Raspberry's first grade teacher. And he looks at her and says, huh?
Oh. I probably didn't hear
it. Maybe he didn't. Maybe he didn't hear it.
Yeah.
Big Al is stupid.
So she says it again. Well, maybe I should speak up louder. I'm Emma Kelly Raspberry's first grade teacher.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then what I say?
So?
No.
Shut
good.
I probably didn't hear her.
You probably didn't.
I probably didn't hear her.
I probably forgot who Emma Kelly was.
She said.
Did she say Emma Kelly Raspberry or just Emma Kelly? Because it could have been.
Because there's so many Emma Kellys. When I'm at the mall and I call Emma Kelly, every head turns, you know, because there's only one Emma Kelly.
I didn't hear her. There's no way in the
world. She said she wanted to crawl under a rock. She was so embarrassed because she'd been sitting there.
Oh, so
me
sorry.
Me and the big gal, we're going to hit it off. He's going to buy us all around.
I would have, for sure.
And big gal's known to be the nice one.
I didn't either. I didn't hear her.
I said, I am so sorry. He had to be drunk.
He just had to be drunk.
I am so. She goes, that's what my husband kept saying. He had to be drunk or he couldn't hear me. But I just thought I was just so,
or maybe
so
a little
embarrassed.
A little bit of both.
Or, Al, let me play your lawyer for a second.
All right.
Maybe it wasn't even Big Al Mac.
Maybe it was an imposter.
Maybe your teacher, Kelly, didn't say, hey, Big Al, I'm Emma Kelly's teacher. Maybe she just walked up, didn't say Big Al, and said, hey, I'm Emma Kelly's teacher. And it was not him, because there's a brother there that sings all the time that's good. And that's how I know it's not out.
Are you saying that my daughter's teacher thinks that all black people look alike? Is that what you're trying to say now, JC? To make this even better.
Okay.
To make this that much better.
Maybe this happened.
She said Al was good at karaoke. That's a flat out lie.
Oh, now I'm in second place next to Kelly for the favorite.
Now, hold up.
I'm getting in trouble.
Maybe, because a lot of times when I sing karaoke, my boy Carlton sings with me.
Yeah. Did he have a jury curl?
So maybe... Maybe she thought that Carlton was me. I mean, because if she had never seen me before,
yeah,
and she saw two brothers up there and they said,
your
Big
face
Al.
Is on the door when you walk in because your ego can't have it any other way.
On the door, it's on the floor.
It is true. I've had friends go in there, and like close friends, and be like trying to watch the game and be like, you know, I'm really good friends with Jenna and this is the sports bar we want to go to. And Al goes, all right.
Yeah.
Do y'all know?
Okay.
Anything could have happened.
I send my own, like, I have like five friends. When I send them in,
anything could have happened. I could have just fired somebody. I could have just. I mean,
doesn't give you the right to be rude to my daughter's teacher.
I didn't know. I didn't hear her. Maybe my mind was somewhere else.
She repeated it and everything.
Oh, Al.
Did she say it into the mic? See, maybe that's, you know, if she didn't say it in the mic.
Oh, you only answer people when they talk into the mic?
You have to have a microphone for me to acknowledge.
Oh, really? Is that how it works out?
No, I didn't hear her, Kelly.
I don't know how we're going to undo the damage that has been done.
I wouldn't.
Because you know she's going to take it out on Emma Kelly.
She thinks a lot, Al.
Do I need to take some chicken wings up to school or something?
It wouldn't hurt me. It couldn't hurt.
What you want? You want a jalapeno?
I would give them a
buffalo,
an assortment.
No, okay. not bar food that's in the back of your place.
Yeah, I'm going to take some.
You got to make
good chicken wings.
I'm going to take some good chicken wings up there.
From somewhere else.
And a couple of pizzas.
Oh, Al, you really need to go apologize.
And a round of shots. I'm going to give them a round of pink panty shots.
Don't give my daughter's teacher a pink panty shot. What is wrong with you?
Big Al Mac, karaoke.
Let me hear y'all. What you gonna do? Come on. So what song did she sing?
I didn't ask.
I think Al should bring all the karaoke equipment to your daughter's school and sit there as every child gets to do their karaoke song of choice. And you have to sit with 25 kids and the teacher gets to sing in between every single one of them.
That would be awesome. Yeah.
Emma Kelly, what do you think of Big Al?
Oh, it's my name, Big Al.
See? Emma's fine with it. Emma Kelly's cool with it.
That's my girl. Tell her I'm sorry, Kelly. I didn't do that on purpose.
Gotcha. No, you got to show up at Emma Kelly's school and say sorry.
I'll show up with a bucket of chicken wings and a karaoke machine, and we'll have a good time. We'll have a party. We'll have a party.
One time I went asking for Big Al, and they go, who are you? And I'm like, I work with him. Well, okay.
Our name's on the menu. You're using our name.
I think there's something named after me.
Portraits are hanging on the wall.
See that big poster
over there? That's me.
Before I bought that bar, they didn't even know I was on the radio.
Yeah, but they go, do you know how many people come in here asking for Big Al? I'm like, yes, but I just need to give him something. And we're coworkers. Okay.
They had no idea before I bought that bar that I even worked there. That was on the radio.
Yeah.
I swear.
Well, tell them who we are.
I swear to you. And then everyone walks in and says, oh, I know, blah, blah. They don't, you know, they're sleeping right now. The employees.
Yeah.
Don't take it out on them.
Showbiz top five.
So you walked your tab the other day. I still need some money from you, by the way.
She paid you, Al, remember?
I gave it to you, and everybody watched me do it.
Oh, Al pocketed it.
I forgot. See how forgetful I am?
Kid Craddock in the morning.
Good morning.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the morning. Here's another Christmas wish. With Kid Craddock in the morning.
Hi, Mary.
Yes.
Well, we've received your Christmas wish nominating a friend of yours, and her name is Naya. Am I saying that right?
You are.
Tell us a little bit about Naya before I get her on the line and read your letter.
Naya is this amazing, you know, bright young woman who I've had the pleasure of being in nursing school with. She always has this way of making, you know, our class laugh and just feel overjoyed and positive. And
you're saying all these good things about her. I need to get her on the phone, girl.
Absolutely.
I want her to hear all this good stuff.
Hey, girl, you hold up.
Girl.
Wait a minute.
Hang on just a second, okay?
All right.
Hello, Naya.
Hello.
It's Big Al and Kelly Raspberry, JC, and Jenna from Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, too.
Mary wrote us a letter about you, Naya. Do you mind if I take a second and read it to you?
Sure.
All right. It says, my name is Mary Wellman, and I want to nominate an extremely deserving person for a Christmas wish. The person I'm nominating is Naya Glisson, a classmate of mine in nursing school. Naya has had to face some hardships, but has always come out on top. She not only goes to school full time, but she works two jobs and raises two children without complaint. On December 14th, Naya, along with myself, will finally graduate from nursing school. Shortly after we graduate, we'll have to take our state boards and all that, and there's a lot of expenses that come with graduation. While this should be a time of celebration, and I know Naya is so excited, it comes just before Christmas, and with the added stress of passing boards and finding a job, she also has to worry about buying presents. She deserves a Christmas miracle more than anyone I know. Mary Wellman.
Oh, my God, Mary, thank you so much.
You're welcome, baby. I just want you to have a Christmas that you deserve because you're such an amazing person. And you're an amazing person in, you know, your children's lives, and you deserve to give them the Christmas that I know you want them to have.
Thank you so much.
Naya, was there anything special that you were wanting to do for your family for Christmas this year?
Yeah, tell us about the little ones.
They just want toys and games, you know, the normal kids stuff.
How old are they?
12 and 6.
How about you, Naya? Is there something you've wished for yourself?
You know, not really. Like, everything I wanted, I'm getting. I just want my kids to be able to have a good Christmas this year.
Do you have a Christmas tree up in the house?
Yes, sir.
All right, then. You cook turkey? I may be coming over.
I'm planning on it.
How about we just give you a nice $500 gift card to Toys R Us?
Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
You get whatever toys you need for your little ones, you get something for yourself.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I don't even know what to say. Oh, my God, man. Thank you so much.
You know what? Since you're graduating, how about a couple $100 for Naya just for a graduation present from nursing school?
Happy graduation.
Yeah, Al's going to take that. Al's going to donate that.
I know
people. You're so good, Al.
I know people. I can make that happen.
God, thank you.
But when we get sick, we're going to call you since you're
That's right.
Absolutely. We need a lot of meds around here on this morning show.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be a really good Christmas, right, Naya?
Yes, yes, man. Oh, my, I don't even know what to say. Like, I am so, oh, my God, Mary, you had a bad.
You deserve it. I remember watching my mama struggle, you know, and I didn't want you to have to do the same thing.
Mary, you just don't even know.
Oh, I'm so, so happy. This was my Christmas miracle.
Christmas wishes really do come true with Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Good time!
house, the tutu and coo, elephant boats and kitty cars too.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast,
a condensed version of the show.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.